Okay, hi, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. So some COVID stuff. This is good news. Research shows that drinking red wine may reduce your chances of getting COVID.
Whoa!
Bring on the Merlot! Oh. So I know, you know who's going to love this story is my mom. Because she loves her red wine.
Yeah.
Right? And so my brother tested positive. He had mm-hmm. COVID. He didn't feel well. The thing that hit him was fatigue. Now, he had one vaccine. He had not been boosted.
Mm.
My mom and my sister, who live in the same household as him, long story, why do they still live at home? Don't get me started.
Okay.
But anyway, so this is my younger brother and sister. And they still live with my mom. And, you know, this is in the house I grew up in. It's not a big house. I mean, mm-hmm. like, it's a very, very small house. So they did their best to isolate and separate and everything. But with Omicron, I was nervous that my mom, you know, would get it, or
absolutely.
My sister. And they haven't. They just tested yesterday.
Wow.
My brother, went through and, you know, and he's not sure where he got it. It could have been this place or that place, you know. But
yeah.
But,
I mean, it's everywhere. It's hard to, you know.
But, I mean, doesn't that show, I think, that the vaccines work, you know? Or maybe the red wine, because my mom loves a red wine.
Man, I get a switch then.
How about this story? So it says that they found that people who consume five, and let me just tell you, I'm not encouraging you to binge drink on red wine, okay? Don't go get, like, you know, a couple cases of Yellowtail load up, oh, you know what? Forget about the vaccine booster. I'm going to get myself a Boda box. You know, I heard it on The Blake Show. Yeah. No, it says people who consumed five or more glasses of red wine a week, not a day, a week, had a 17% lower risk of catching the virus. Now, that could be because red wine helps, maybe.
Yeah.
Or it could be that the people who drink five or more glasses a week of red wine also tend to stay home and chill.
Oh, that's true.
And not go out and get COVID. You know?
Oh, that's true.
So yeah. I don't know. You know, take this with a grain of salt. But as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh, I got to send this to my mom. She's going to be like, oh, it was the Chianti that's keeping me.
Told you, honey.
Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer booster, and the Chianti aftershot. So, and then there's this about COVID. The time of day that you take a COVID test could indicate the accuracy. And this is good because I think there's been a lot of talk about home tests.
Yep.
And, you know, if you take a home test, it could show that you're negative and you may be positive. And people test negative a couple times, even though they're like, I'm surrounded by COVID. And,
yeah, too early. Yeah.
So it may not show. Well, it may have to do with the time of day. If you're going to take an at-home COVID test, it says take it in the afternoon or the evening. Midday as opposed. Hold on a minute. The experience of Canada since the emergence, front and center, blah, blah, blah. Study out of Vanderbilt. Shows that you may get more accurate results. Test results were up to two times as likely to yield an accurate positive test.
Wow.
If you test midday as opposed to evening.
Holy moly.
This doesn't have this. This isn't the same link that I saw originally. The other one said morning. So I guess like when you're the viral load or whatever it is, it has to do with like the mucus and in your blood, there's more virus around midday than there is in the morning or at night.
Interesting.
So this is one study from Vanderbilt, you know, that I am now translating and conveying to you, which means I'm probably screwing it up and getting something wrong. So, you know, take this again with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Like the red wine thing. But it says midday at-home test results may be more accurate.
I mean, it makes sense. These home tests, for those of us who have taken pregnancy tests, they really sort of correlate to a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
If you test too early, it's not going to show that you're pregnant. If there's a very, very pale line, that means that you're pregnant. If you know, it says to, try, you know, pee on the stick for your pregnancy test in the morning because it's more likely.
So, more of your, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like these are a lot alike and they're a little finicky.
Right.
And we got to kind of figure that out, but interesting.
But don't confuse all this and get loaded on red wine and then pee on the COVID test.
Don't do that. That's, oh, I wonder.
Not equals accurate.
No.